Our presence this morning is that of Green Tara. Green Tara is being generated by Catherine, and Tara in multiple forms and colors is being generated by a lot of people in the group field. Green Tara specifically represents Buddha karma. Well, what is that? Karma, we understand, means will or desire, because they are synonyms, combined with action. And when we have action, and action can be in our mind, it can be in emotional coveting or envy, or it can be an actual activity. But when we have action and it is born from, coupled with will or desire, then that creates a plexus point of energy. And that plexus point is called karma. And because it is energy that is actually the nodule of combination, well, energy can neither be created nor destroyed in a respect. So what we have done is we have gone against the laws of physics by actually taking desire or will as a form of energy and then transforming it, manifesting it into an activity of mind, of emotions, or physical action. So we've done magic is what we've done. And the energy of the karma then now follows the laws of physics, that now it cannot be uncreated, but it will be in motion. What can happen with it is it can be transformed back into energy. And we do that by how we utilize our karma. So if our karma is limiting in the first place, because what we actually were in motion with, what we created, was a limitation, a self-limitation, or a limitation of others. So let's say we have a craving, we act upon the craving. Well, the craving is only going to keep us in more craving. We have a jealousy, we speak out from that jealousy, we belittle someone who has done something wonderful, and obviously that's a negative action and negative energy. And we will specifically have that energy with that person, as well as that kind of energy with ourselves that needs to be redeemed. We are generous in any mode possible. So that is the energy of kindness and generosity, of selflessness, and that energy now will go forward. In both cases, karma, the energy, is magnetic, because electromagnetism is also the primary nature of cosmos, and not because the electric universe says so, but because that is the two-ness, the second aspect of all of cosmos, as the Master DK and the Ages Wisdom teachings tell us. This focus of the second aspect of consciousness, of awareness, is the focus of cosmos in this current cycle, which is a long cycle. So that two then translates as electromagnetism from the point of view of a force. So magnetism magnetizes. So that's why karma always brings to us circumstances and events, people, opportunities to either do good, be good, opportunities to rectify negative karma, these kinds of things. So before we meditate then, let's put it into practical terms, if all that I've said is not. Practical terms is what Patanjali offers us. Very simply, yama. Yama is the first of the eight means to yoga. Yama has five components, and they boil down to all forms of kindness. That would include altruism and right ethics and all of that. Truthfulness, all ways of that. And the abstention from any form of selfishness. So there, abstention from greed, abstention from coveting, abstention from envy, from jealousy, from stealing, from, you know, from theft, etc. And furthermore, Patanjali tells us that yama is capital IS. And furthermore, he says it is irrespective of race, place, time, or emergency. In other words, it doesn't matter what our situation is. Yama, kindness, truthfulness, and selflessness are action. And that is Buddha karma. And that is what Green Tara represents, which is why she is referred to often as Mother of Buddhas. And in the bottom right, we have Ayushnisha, and she is representing the wrathful side of that energy. In other words, be wrathful with yourself. Be clear with yourself. Let's not hoodwink ourselves, but instead be clear. And equally so, on the left-hand side is a red Buddha. Actually, it's supposed to be a red female Dakini. And this is representing passion, that passion is usually what gets us into trouble. And as we transform our passions, this is how we actually accomplish the highest goals, which is also why she, Green Tara, has a lot of red and pinks around her. It's about transforming our passions into compassion and into vital force or energy like chi, kundalini and chi. We smile. We smile with the simplicity of it all. The simplicity is be kind, truthful, selfless. And that creates Buddha karma. That creates the positive energy. Karma means energy that is locked into a certain role or mode. If we're going to lock energy in to a role or mode, let's lock it into something that brings the whole world benefit. That's what karma is. Karma is a energy that is locked into a certain role or mode. And Buddha karma says, well, be wise with that. Lock it into energy that will move forward in a beneficial way. And Patanjali was an enlightened being many thousands of years before the Buddha, and he basically said the same thing. We smile. Take a long, slow, deep breath and feel our form as the energy of excellence that it can be and that it wants to be. We settle in this brilliance of reality, breathing in and breathing out. In this action, right here, now, we are creating Buddha karma. Buddha karma is simply a word. doesn't mean Buddhism. It means to understand one's full nature from the Buddhic plane. That's the Buddha part. That the whole kingdom, if you will, of humanity's souls resides primarily on the Buddhic plane. And it is the plane of Buddhi that is the origin of all form as we know form, which is why all around us in the world is beauty. Which is why all the natural kingdoms innately are beautiful. It is because origin of form, and therefore origin of appearance of beauty, comes from the Buddhic plane. And humanity being the youngest kingdom on our planet, we are still learning about beauty and harmony and how to manifest beauty and harmony in everything. In the word Buddhi is the meaning of Buddha nature. And therefore, as we meditate, we want to feel this excellence that we are experiencing right now, the simplicity of it, the vibration of it. And that to notice it is Buddha karma. It is to notice the fact of it and therefore create the next opportunity for the same noticing. That's Buddha karma. To actually meditate creates Buddha karma. It is to bring clarity and light, all the benefits that meditation does. That is Buddha karma. To help somebody is Buddha karma. To be kind to oneself is Buddha karma. All because at the core of the word is Buddhi. And the kingdom of humanity's soul and all excellence on our planet, all excellence, comes from that plane. That is the source of all formulations, all form, all manifestation. We contemplate this for a few minutes with excellent asana, height and breadth of awareness. We simply contemplate beauty and its source, breathing in and breathing out. This means that one's life is actually sourced from the Buddhic plane. And this is why beauty is accessible to everyone. This is why creative inspiration and genius happens. This is why bliss and ecstasy happens. This is why love, relation, is a pervasive condition of everything on our planet. Because Bodhi is the plane on which all opposites, all things come together. Because they never were opposite. They were one continuum of a whole. And in Bodhi, there is only wholeness. And wholeness is experienced as harmony. All things in right measure, all things in right order, such that all things blend into one. So you and I, just like the design of a tree and its essence in the seed, the colors of a butterfly, the iridescence of butterfly or bird or fish, the patterns in every animal, the patterns that we live by, our patterns are called habits. These are all sourced from Bodhi. And these qualities are Buddha qualities. This is Buddha Karma. And the wonder of all this is that soul, in its glory and majesty, is the intercessor, is the midway point between Buddhic wholeness and Buddhic realization of awareness being. And all the possibilities that awareness being is constantly aware of. Those possibilities, in order to be manifested, go through a process, and soul is the process. Then soul decides what is manifest in our active, full, incarnated life. Everything in our life is the magician soul's desire and intention. And it all is intended to bring the manifestation of beauty, harmony, brilliance, human genius, therefore human inventiveness and understanding, into the world, because we are the youngest kingdom. We're still learning how to be ourselves. All of this is Buddha Karma. And all of this is our reason for being. Our reason for being is our Buddhic nature. Our reason for being in this incarnated form is for the reasons of the soul and the soul's creative activity in matter. And all of this is literal. The soul is a creator. And so we, in this manifest form, are the creation of ourself. We are the creation of ourself, the soul. We are the soul, of course. And everything around us, all of our common karma, our friends, our skills, that which we magnetize to us, that which we repulse away by the law of repulse, all of it is actually our Buddhic nature in action, manifesting harmony and beauty and the ways to accomplish harmony and beauty through the soul, which is the great creator, which creates our life. The instructions of Patanjali to remind us of the creator that we are, and that our life is a creation, and our life is the way by which we are always creating. So it is a creation unto itself by the soul as an emanation of Buddhic awareness, and everything without exception that we do and interact with on every level is, of course, creating all the time. And so Patanjali and then all the great teachers who have come through the ages have reminded us over and over again to always be kind, truthful, and selfless, because these three qualities will constantly bring forward harmony, peace, happiness, and goodness. They will always bring benefit. And this is our role, this is our function as human beings, is to actually bring benefit to the planet in the same way that the plant kingdom only brings benefit to the whole world. Now, the plant kingdom is very, very ancient, and so it knows how to do that very well. And we are babies, so we have a lot of learning, all understandable. And so the great teachers from the earliest times have told us exactly what the simplicity of what to do is. So we smile with this generation stage meditation because we have generated a lot actually by our contemplation, because this is profound and it's so simple, as most profound things are. So I hope you understand now your Buddhic nature and why we are called to it by all its names, and by all the teachers that we are. Because it is the source of everything on our planet from an appearance manifestation point of view. And this is why, when we look out into the world of appearance, fundamentally we see beauty from the sky to the ground to the sea. Because that's Buddhic nature. Love you all. Create a beautiful world and create a beautiful life. Love you again.